You know that is the walk-up music for the one and only Terry Savage. Hey, Terry, what's on your mind today?
Well, holding our breath for the Consumer Price Index tomorrow. Fed Chairman is testifying. A lot depends on what kind of a reading we get first thing tomorrow morning on inflation. Market's holding its breath to see the impact of the tariffs. We've had the leaders of Ford and General Motors going, oh my goodness, you're really messing things up. They've sort of said it nicely. I was shocked. I didn't know Ford and GM each contributed $1 million and some cars to the president's inauguration. That didn't keep him from putting steel and aluminum tariffs on, which impact not only the automakers but their suppliers. So the world is kind of going, okay, now what?
Yeah.
With gold, just as we don't mention that very much.
That's at 29, right?
Yeah, $2,926, just actually down a little bit today. But, yeah, that's the dollar strong, but there's a lot of scared money rushing into gold.
Right. The headline says, Fed chair says bank accounts safe despite Trump's teardown of Consumer Protection Agency. I think that leads to a lot of questions. And one on the text line is, have Terry explain the difference between FDIC, SIPC protection?
Okay. All of a sudden, everybody's questioning everything from the safety of their treasury bills to their Social Security checks to the bank insurance funds. In any other time, I would have said, please just don't be silly. These are federal guarantees. But because of what's going on, people are worried about all those things. I would not be worried because in the fact of the matter is, if your money isn't safe in the bank in the United States, the whole world is falling apart. So FDIC insurance insures your bank accounts. Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC, insures your brokerage firms. But not against losses, just against the loss of if your brokerage firm went under. So I would not be worried about that. The same thing with treasury bills. There's been talk about, oh, the Musk Doge kids are running around gaining the keys to the treasury payment system. Look, the treasury bills you buy, your $5,000 or $10,000 or even $500 at treasurydirect.gov are part of the financing of the United States' $32 trillion of debt. That goes on every week. There's a T-bill auction. So please, that's not going to get... Don't lose sleep over that. There's a lot to lose sleep over, but I wouldn't start losing sleep over that right now.
Yeah.
FDIC insurance, $250,000 in your account, separately named accounts. In fact, there's at terrysavage.com, there's a box that says FDIC insurance. What does it cover?
Somebody's asking if I-bonds are still a good place to park money.
Nope. Sorry. I just updated my I-bond story. And they're not, I mean, there's nothing wrong with I-bonds, and you can hang on to the ones you have. But the current rates, because we aren't having inflation, aren't particularly attractive. Six-month T-bills yield you about 4.3% at the weekly Treasury auctions. That changes every week, currently about 4.3%. And it gives you flexibility, so I would stick with T-bills.
When can teachers expect Social Security benefits now that the WEP has ended?
Okay. I've actually talked to Social Security Communications. Let me just say three things. Let me start with this. There is no current commissioner of Social Security. They had picked a great guy, the former chairman of Fiserv, but he just backed out, never got to the hearing stage, so I don't know who will be the next Social Security commissioner. The people there are working. I hope they are not victims of the Doge attack on federal government workers because they're overworked anyway. But they say they're getting around to it. They know they're supposed to pay you one lump sum from all of 2024 and up to the point where it starts being no more withholdings for the WEP in 2025. If you are already receiving Social Security benefits, but they are reduced by the windfall elimination, you don't have to do anything. It'll be automatic. If you had earned Social Security but didn't claim it because you figured out that the WEP offset was going to almost wipe it out, you should go ahead and claim now if you've not already claimed, or a spousal benefit if you thought that would wipe it out. So if you have not claimed and you're entitled, you should go ahead and claim because your first benefit should be without the WEP deduction.
Okay. We've got a question for you on line one. I think it's Mary. Mary, what's your question for Terry Savage?
Hi, Terry. Thank you for taking my call. I'm working with my daughter, who's a year into her first job and getting ready to rent an apartment, and has been just using a debit card and now needs to establish credit. Do you recommend a credit card, and does she use it monthly and pay it off right away?
Yes, you're giving her good advice. What she might need to do for her first credit card is have what's called a secured card. It looks like a regular Visa or MasterCard, and you put a deposit in the bank, maybe $1,000, and that's your credit limit for a little while. You use it regularly. You pay it off in full and on time every month. To find a secured card, go to creditcards.com. That's easy. And then click in the box. There's a bunch of choices on the front homepage, secured cards, and she'll see the offers. And by the time, 6 months or even 8 months or a year, she will not only be building her credit because that'll be reported, but she'll start receiving offers for cards that will give her miles or percentage of money back or something like that.
All right. We have new people that tune in all the time, and I know this was a big topic for you, especially through the summer, but maybe this person missed it. They said, I'm on Social Security disability. They say I was overpaid by $3,700. Oh. They're making me pay it back, taking out $175 every month until March 2027. Should I have to pay for their mistake? I can't afford this.
Okay, well, if you go to a website called Social Security Horror Stories, you will find out you're not alone. $21 billion in their calculation mistakes is being clawed back. Now, the previous Social Security commissioner saw us on 60 Minutes, read the book, and limited the amount of the clawback to 10% of your benefits. So you'd be shocked, but before that happened, people would be told they were being told that they would lose their benefits for 3 or 4 years till the money was taken out. If the deal you made with them is less than 10%, and if you cannot prove that there's a very complicated way to prove that you didn't get over the earnings limits and Social Security disability. So if you would like to fight this now, there is one group called Social Security Advisors that I refer people to. Go to terrysavage.com, post it on my website on the questions, and I will refer you to them. But probably you're going to have them take it out at that small amount, relatively small amount, still meaningful to you, I'm sure, every month, unless you think you have a way to prove that you did not go over the earnings limit.
Another is asking, is there any way to take a retirement settlement and not have to claim retirement settlement as earnings for current year, like rolling it into an IRA? Would that allow me not to have to report settlement as income this year?
So if it is a buyout, that's considered ordinary income, and it will go into your income that year. If it's kind of a company that's changing its pension and rolling it, and if in the future we'll have a 401k, you have to ask the HR department, is this payment something that I can directly roll over into an IRA at Fidelity or Vanguard or even at your bank? So the specific type of payout you're getting will determine whether you can avoid taxes by rolling it right into an IRA. Ask the company HR department.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Terry.
Thanks, Lisa. You know, be careful with all that snow. Stay warm.
There's snow coming our way. I love it. I made the farmer take the snowmobile to get it tuned up today. We are ready. Okay. You can always reach out to her. You can find a wealth of information if you go to terrysavage.com.